Praise God. Hallelujah. All right, let's get ready to go to work. All over the land, you all are listening, tuned into our broadcast on Roku, Leroy Thompson TV and Internet. We're thankful for our Internet fellowship partners we have around the world. We can't bless you enough. You've been with us for a long time. And then this headquarter congregation, we're going to, God about to enlarge us. And we're going places we've never been before. I'm excited. Then I'm the righteousness of God. Yes, sir. I'm forgiven. And I'm loved. Hallelujah. No condemnation. No punishment. No judgment. Jesus paid it all. Hallelujah. You have to understand that. You have to understand that if you're going to enjoy life. You have to understand that. If you're going to enjoy yourself being a Christian, you're going to have to recognize that it's already paid for. I acknowledge my righteousness. I acknowledge the truth. And the truth is that Jesus has already set me free. Hallelujah. It's already paid. Tell somebody it's already paid. All your mistakes. All your shortcomings. Already paid for. By Jesus. I'm living under grace. I'm not living under the law. Hallelujah. How many of y'all this morning dare to receive? I dare to receive some radical grace this morning. Radical blessing. I dare to receive some radical forgiveness this morning. I dare to receive. I'm going to receive. I'm going to receive today. Tell four people. I'm going to receive today. Tell four people. I'm going to receive today. What I need more beside. Today is my day. Tell them today is my day. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Do it. Do it. Go ahead and do it. Hallelujah. Do it. I want you to make a declaration with me, or make one before and one after. I'm bringing this church out that with the help of the Holy Ghost. We need to move into our right place. Today, I'm not permitting no sickness. I'm going to minister to you by the power of the Holy Spirit that you've got to get healed. I don't care how long you've been having. You know, you had one woman with 12 years, one woman with 13 years, the humpback woman. That man who was at the pool was 38 years. So it don't make no difference about no years I'm here. How long you been dealing with it? All right, don't make no difference. All right, so now listen to the word of this, what we're about to declare. I declare breakthroughs are coming in my life. Sudden birth of God's goodness. Not a trickle, not a stream, but a flood of God's power. A flood of healing. A flood of wisdom. A flood of favor. I'm a breakthrough person. And I choose to live breakthrough minded. I'm expecting God to overwhelm me. With his goodness and amaze me with his favor. This is my declaration. Praise the Lord. Hold fast to that. You may be seated. Open your Bibles to 1 Corinthians where Paul said he received and he delivered to us the revelation of Holy Communion. And we're going to deal with a certain facet of that today. I want you to write in your note that Holy Communion is God's channel of divine help. It's God's channel. It's a channel. Communion is supposed to be a channel of God's divine help, God's healing, God's blessing, overpowering the curse, rejecting the curse, running the curse off. I want to read two verses that will help us to walk in this grace God wants to walk in here, discerning what communion is all about. We're going to share communion today. We're going to take communion. We'll probably take communion at least a year. Might just take it every Sunday the rest of my life. Because once you learn the significance of it, you want to take it. You're not scared no more. You know you don't have to be scared. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 26, but I want to focus on two verses, but verse 26, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord death till he come. Well, for whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. Now, these two verses here is very important for us this morning. Say, for he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself. Now, nobody won't do that. But I want you to underline this term, and I want to focus on something that was not said here. Sometimes you focus on what was not said and make what said more, give it more validity. The end of this 29th verse, it says, what it said, the end of the 29th verse. Notice he didn't say that about the blood. He didn't say that about not discerning the blood. And I'll give you a better understanding of the word discerning in a few moments. But he said not discerning the Lord's body. You know, we talk about stripes. The stripes that was on his back, they say it was 39. But there was they call it a scourging. A scourging. I mean, that whip they used had glass-like bones on it. And when they rake it across Jesus' back, hunks of meat came out. And that was for my healing. Prophetically, Isaiah talked about it in the 53rd chapter of Isaiah. He prophesied about Calvary and how Christ is going to take our sickness and disease. Grace and faith exposes us to our right there. And because we have not fully understood the message of the life of grace, we have not, in the church, we had so many rules and so many religions and so much condemnation, so much judgment and so much penalty and punishment that we can't even grasp the massive power it was in when Jesus died for you. That you'll never be sick another day in your life. I need people to write that in their notes. I'll never be sick another day in my life. It didn't say I'll never be symptom another day in my life. You catch that with me now. It didn't say I would never have another symptom. Symptom don't mean you're sick. Now, not discerning the Lord's body. Now, then he goes on to say in the third verse. Now, this is so important. For this call. What call? Not discerning the Lord's body. Many are weak, sickly among you, and many sleep, many dead. Now, in the Amplified Bible, we need to get a hold of verse 29 in the Amplified Bible. Those of you who got, you know, them computers and all that stuff, y'all can go with me. from that phone and all that. Now, because we're going to get unworthily straight. And actually, in Romans chapter 8, verse 1, the translators add some stuff to it. I want you to go to Romans 8, 1. I'll come back to this. Romans 8, 1, the translators add some stuff to it. But actually, in the original Greek, it says, there's no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. Now, walking in the Spirit, walking in the flesh, and walking in the Spirit was added. If you're going to walk in what Jesus provided for you, you're going to have to walk in his grace and not in condemnation. Judgment. Finding fault with somebody else. Come on, let's talk to me. Talk to me here. Talk to me. Well, you get to the place where because you're born of God, you keep it yourself and the wicked one touch you not. Write down your note, 1 John 5:18. You ought to know how to keep yourself. Right? And so the Amplified Bible here in 1 Corinthians 11:29 says, for anyone who eats and drank without discriminating and recognizing with due appreciation. It's not talking about you stole something last night or you lied last night. So now community, you know, he's not talking about that. Unworthily mean, listen, for anyone who eat and drink without discriminating, you need the Holy Spirit for that, right? And recognize it. Help me, Holy Spirit. With due appreciation. See, you're not going to be able to appreciate something you don't recognize. Are you following me? And it goes on to say that it is Christ's body. Eat and drink. A sentence, a verdict of judgment on himself. When you don't discriminate, when you don't recognize, when you don't know how to appreciate it, you're eating and drinking a sentence, a verdict of judgment upon yourself. And that's what we've been doing for so long. The third voice said that careless, Amplified Bible, the third voice, that careless and unworthy participation is the reason many of you are weak and sickly, and quite enough of you have fallen into the sleep of death, died early. Because, see now, these words without, it's discriminating, recognizing, then you can appreciate. You really don't supposed to die from no sickness, no disease. So, in looking at that, look in Ecclesiastes chapter 7 for a minute before I go to dealing with your health. If I was to ask how many got some pills in their purse, how many of y'all sick today, and we can get a bucket, I mean a barrel, 55-gallon barrel. And I'm not saying it to make fun, you know. I'm taking a pill myself that I shouldn't be taking. Oh, y'all got quiet there, didn't you? You see? But I'm not planning on staying on it. Well, what about you? You know, if you attack, you know I'm attacked, right? Shh. Don't follow a demon you're dealing with, baby. Baby, I've seen some, you know, because of what I do. It says in Ecclesiastes 7:10, say now thou, what is the cause that the former days are better than these? What it says, what the next part of that verse says? What causes so many people to be sick, weak, and people dying early? If you don't ask the right question, you're not going to get the right answer. Then in Proverbs 26:2 now. Y'all putting them scriptures up, y'all keep something 1 week, drop it the next week, just stay with me. Proverbs 26:2. Stay consistent when I start doing something. As the bird by wandering, as the swallow by flying, so the curse, causeless, what? Why am I sick then? Matter of fact, why am I broke? All right, we're going to go to work. You ready to go to work? All right, so Holy Communion, God channel of divine health. Now, listen to this. Without walking in health, there's no way we can enjoy the blessing of God. Wave your hand at me if you believe that. Without walking in health. Now, you can walk in health. And you can be healed today. Now, all the symptoms might not leave today. But you can become healed today. Because that's for he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity, and the chastisement of our peace is upon him, and with him. Now that's a present tense fact. But you gotta take the supply of grace and the supply of faith and mix them together and receive. Receive, 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 receive. I want to go prophetic on you. And look at Psalm 103. The psalm is prophetically talking about Isaiah 53 and Psalm 103. Those problems. Look at Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, all my soul. And forget not of it. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget not all of his benefit. And look what he says first. Look what he says first. Look what he says first. What the first benefit? What the first benefit? Come on, get to the next verse. Who? No, he ain't healing nothing. What? Who forgive me for what? How much? How much of my iniquity? What all mean? What's left? So that leave you what? Leave you aura. What that is? Righteous. Prophetically in the psalm. Then there's five or six other things he said. Then he said, who healeth? No, some the Lord can't heal, you know. Some things the Lord can't have. Some things the cross couldn't pay for. Oh, help me, Jesus. I felt Jesus shout just now. Some diseases Jesus can't have. So if Jesus healed all our diseases, why are some diseases still hanging around? Because we're putting up with him. He healed all our diseases. Go to the next verse. Now, is sickness destruction? Absolutely. But how much he redeemed? He redeemed our life from destruction. Who crowned thee with condemnation and punishment because you're so no good with your trifling self. No. Come on, receive that love. He said, who crowned, you know what crowned means? Kingship. Who crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercy. I ain't got no sin, no sickness, and I'm loved. Go to the next one. Oh, man. We up here fussing. Who satisfied thy mouth with good things. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. His mercy endures forever. Let everything that have breath, praise the Lord. Fill my mouth, satisfy my mouth with good things. I'm the blessed. I'm not the curse. I'm the redeemed. I'm not the curse. All senior citizens, get ready to dance. So that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. Who gonna dance with me? Who gonna dance? What? Oh, see, now you better dance, boy. Getting younger every day. Now that's prophetic. That's prophetic. That's prophetic. That's prophetic, but it's been fulfilled because now we're living in the new covenant. We're living in all of that. But because of not understanding grace and not understanding that sin has no more dominion over us, and where sin abounds, grace abounds much more, we have not enjoyed it. Sit down a minute. Partaking of the Lord's body, listen to me. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Brings healing. Partaking of the Lord's body brings healing. That piece of bread you're going to take today, because the Lord says so, it carries healing. Look at Acts 10:38. It's God's nature to heal. It's part of God's makeup. When God sees sickness, he jumps on it. If that person will receive it, he'll wipe it out. Especially in a believer's body, because all the people healing gospel was sinners. We in the family. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing what? Doing what? Doing what? Doing good and what? How many? That was what? How many of y'all need a healing in your body today? I don't want the little doll's hand so nobody won't see it. On up to it. On up to it. Almost 100% of you. On up to it. Walk around with your grandmother headache. Because your grandmother had a headache. Now you got a headache, David. Ministerial cramp. You ain't got to have no cramps. You ain't got to have. One day in the bedroom, it's freezing. The next day, I'm hot. Y'all gotta stand. I'm telling y'all gotta stand up. These things are not normal. Y'all brought that on yourself. When Jesus walked on earth, most of his miracles were in the area of healing. What is his nature? I want you to get that now. It's his nature to heal you. It's his nature to jump on sickness and disease. Jesus loved. Jesus loved to attack sickness and disease. Jesus loved to wipe the devil work out. Jesus able to walk the... What? Somebody better talk to me in here. That's his nature. You don't have to pray 50 years for Jesus to do that. Jesus love it. Just tell me sickness and disease somewhere. Give me some faith and believe me that I can wipe it out. Turn to Psalm 105. You got your shouting clothes on? Let's explain the Bible. Let's see what the Lord said here. When God brought the children of Israel out of Egypt to bring them into his promised land, he made sure that none of them were sick. How many? None. We're talking about 3 million. You see that story that they show about the Ten Commandments, the man walking on them, and nobody wasn't on the stick, couldn't see. All them people was healed. That's just Hollywood. They don't know. They don't have a revelation. Got a man walking like, talking about he trying to, all them people walking there like they're here. Hey, man, what's happening? They were healed. Touch that person next to you and say, be healed in Jesus' name. See, we got to discern properly. We got to discriminate. We got to see it. We got to recognize that the Lord is talking to us. You see, with all this sin, condemnation, and preaching about you're going to hell, you're going to miss the boat, and all that, people don't even have time to try to protect themselves. They ain't even got time to get healed. All these fiery dots shot from them by a Christian. Oh, you know what she did? I got the most beautiful expression of grace. Man left his wife, got caught in sin, and was supposed to marry another woman, and talk to his son, and some way the anointing got on him, and he went, left town, went back, and married his first wife. That's grace, brother. They're good people. Thank God, I'm glad they're back together. But see, this old condemnation, revelation, this old condemnation, somebody be saying, I don't know why she took him back. She took him back, stupid, because she loved him. And he got lost for a while. Now he's found. Grace had brought him back home. That's why she took him back. That's none of your doggone business, no way. You just rejoice with him. And all these black robes got to be taken off. Judging. Judging somebody else. You don't even have your own business straight. Let people, God said, coming down here, said, let my people go. Let my church go. Let the believer go. Tell them I love them. Mistakes and all. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That's a settled fact. You keep saying that and keep speaking that to yourself, habit's going to leave you. Spirit of the Lord said to tell you, you are anointed to win. You understand? You hear what I'm saying? Huh? God have anointed you to win. God have anointed you to be victorious. Come out of that slump. Come out of that slump in the name of Jesus. Come out here with a joy, with an Al, Claire, and Chris. Come out of that old religious spirit, all those rules and regulations. Get a revelation of Jesus. Jesus, love me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I tell you what, I'm coming to church next Sunday. You talk like that, I won't come to a church where the joy of the Lord is, where my sins, I'm set free from the bondage of sin. Sit down. Boy, that girl sung that song, didn't you? Jesus, Lord. I'm going to tell her right now, as a daughter, you better keep yourself in this church. You ain't got time. You make a mistake, come on back. I'm going to get you straight. Don't worry about it. Come on back, God dog. Just say, I'm the righteous of God in Christ Jesus. Somebody say, you're making it too easy. Dummy, Jesus made it easy. You making it too easy. Just say I'm sorry. Yes. Let me give you a little illustration. Let's see if you get this. Let's see if you're going to get this. Now, don't you know sometimes unrighteous people who are not saved do righteous things? Do y'all know some people who are not saved, but they do good things? That don't make them righteous. All right, now flip the coin over. Come on, flip it. All right. Sometimes there are righteous people who do unrighteous things. Do that make them unrighteous? No! Y'all ain't fast, see? Y'all answer the other side, see? Yeah, but you don't want to answer this side because you're scared. Come on, because this is going to help us. It's a breakthrough here. It's a breakthrough. Sometimes unrighteous people do righteous things. But you can't become righteous unless you accept Jesus Christ. So they do all these good things, but it never make them righteous. Sometimes righteous people, everybody in you, do unrighteous things, do that make you unrighteous? Because if that's so, if that make you unrighteous, then we don't need Jesus. We just do some righteous things and we become righteous. How many see me? Come on, put your hand up here and let me know you see. You like you're looking up? I see it. I see it. So because you have done something that is not righteous, it does not make you unrighteous. And when the goodness of God come down your street, it's going to lead you to repentance. Yes, repentance. Yes, what repentance is. Acknowledging the truth. That I am not a sinner. I don't have to do this sin. I've been set free and I'm going back home. Not in 3 weeks. In a moment. In a twinkling of an eye. I'm going right back where I was supposed to be. No Hail Marys. No Our Fathers. No Glory Be to God. Just accept what the Lord has done for you. Now, what dummy won't argue with that? Come to the altar. What dummy? I need to deal with you. You see, because we've heard it wrong so long until we think we got to do all this stuff. Man, the devil kill us. We had to do all that stuff. See, grace has been covering you anyway. I mean, it's grace. All right, sit down. Sit down, man. I ain't going to be long. Now, I told my leaders this morning, you know, people, I'm going to teach this message. I'm going to teach it, and preach it until everybody got it. Because we need to be, yes, Psalm 105? Huh? Look at verse 37. Now, this is what, I mean, these people in the Old Testament. Look what he said in verse 37. He brought them forth also with silver and gold. They wasn't broke. There was not one that was not, wait a minute. 3 million people in the old covenant. And there was not one feeble person or one sick person among their tribe. How many of us in here need healing? Come on, let's be. Look. Now, ain't no 3 million up in here. Look at me. Wrong teaching. Wrong understanding of the love of God. Wrong understanding of grace. Once we get it straight, every one of y'all are going to be healed. Now let's go to work. I'm going to try to go a little faster now because I want to cover a little more territory because I'm very covered. I get stuck. Get stuck. We've been behind so long, get stuck. All right, all was healed. That was and still is God's will for his people today. All healed, all healthy, all whole. What I say? Here's a question. Is it God's nature to heal? Then why are so many Christians sick? Go back to your text now. Go back to Corinthians because this the only one reason. Come on, talk to me, son. Only one reason. Go back to 1 Corinthians 11 now. What is 29? The last part said, not discerning the Lord's body, not what? Recognizing, not discriminating, so you can't appreciate it, right? Only one reason Christians are weak and sick and die prematurely. Only one reason. For anyone who eat and drink without discriminating and recognizing with due appreciation that it is Christ's body, eat and drink, a sentence, a verdict of judgment upon himself. My. Now, I emailed my sons last night. some insight on grace. I got them all preaching grace in their churches. And I told them, I said, now your anointing is not going to be as it was. It's going to have to be adjusted. You know, I see one day that she's yawning on me now. So I understand. Because your anointing is going to have to adjust. The people are going to have to adjust to it. So for a while, I know because I plowed before. I come from Mount Zion Baptist Church, the Word of Life Christian Center. And people just look at me and say, oh, because I wasn't hooping and screaming and running like I was, you know. But we're going to get it. Amen. Paul said, for this reason, not these reasons. Look at it. He said, for this reason. Not these reasons, for this reason. And the reason is, not what? Now, listen to this now. If we will, if we discern the Lord's body, we will walk in health and his wholeness. Oh, I mean, so I need to talk to me now. What we mean now, because we find out that only one reason why people are sick, right? Because they have not discerned the Lord's body, right? Yes, now, Christian, I want to ask you now. I don't want you to leave here not knowing. How do I discern the Lord's body? Huh? Look at Matthew 8:17. 1 Peter 2:24. Let's discern the Lord's body. Galatians 3:13-14. We're going to discern the Lord's body. Matthew 8:17, 1 Peter 2:24, Galatians 3:13-14. Let's discern the Lord's body. Have mercy. Come on, read Matthew 8:17 to me. All right, now, so you see what that say, right? Huh? That's discerning the Lord's body. All right? Our infirmities and sickness was placed on Jesus on the cross. But it never come up in our life again. 1 Peter 2:24. Come on. Let's go to work. 1 Peter 2:24. Who is on self? By our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness. All right, look at the last part. Look at the last part. We what? We're going to be healed. We will be healed someday. What do I mean?
Past tense. It's already done. Past tense.
So if I were healed, I am healed. See, that's where faith come in. See? See, symptom talking to you, but you're talking back to symptom with truth. You heard that? Symptom talking to you, but you're talking back symptom with truth because symptom is a lie. So you can't let symptom decide how you feel. You ought to drive symptom crazy. Symptom hit your body and say, I feel better. I'm feeling better. Yeah, pain hits you, I'm feeling better. Galatians 3:13. Come on. How can I discern the Lord's body? How can I make the Lord's body a revelation to me? Christ has redeemed me, us, from the curse of the law, being made a curse. Sin, curse. Sickness, curse. False, for it is written, curse everyone that hangeth on the tree. That, get to 14, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Tell somebody next to you, I'm healed. With Jesus' stripes. Don't pay no attention. All of those symptoms, they might try to hit you right now. You might feel a pain run through you right now. That's Satan's bluff. Yes, sir. He know Jesus whipped him on that cross. He know he can't keep you sick. He know he can't keep you in disease. How much can Jesus handle? I mean, maybe some of our sickness is too far for him.
No.
Baby, we're not talking about no sneeze yet, no cold. We're talking about the whole deal. We're not talking about age because he renewed our youth like the eagle. So sickness does not go with age. You're getting older. Well, you got to have something. Well, have it by yourself because I am not having it. You be calling that sickness and you're talking about, well, you know, I'm over 50 now. Here it come. Now get away from me over that crazy stuff. Get on around me. During Paul's day and our day, many did not know why they were partaking of the body. No idea why they were eating the bread. All right, you listening? And this is the reason they were not receiving the divine life of their Savior, but causing them to be weak and sick and die prematurely. Then on the other hand, what, listen now, you listen, Wilbur? It must be that when we do discern the Lord's body, we'll be strong and healthy, and live long. You got to flip it. You got to flip it. Man, y'all got to learn how to flip things, man. Y'all keep looking at that's why I tell people money, they keep looking at the head, looking at the natural point for their money. I turn that thing over, boy, in God we trust. Flip this thing over. You got to just read the Bible with some common sense, and then the Holy Spirit may help you. If this caused us to be sick, if we do it another way, it's going to cause us to be well.
That's it. Come on.
If it caused us to die early, look at it one way. If we look at it the right way, it causes us to live long. Now, the major problem the body of Christ is dealing with is not that we don't have good people, not that we don't have people love, people been misinformed about Christ and about this various table we're going to in a few minutes.
Amen.
When you put that bread in your mouth, you have a right to divine help. Some of y'all going to receive it instantly. You can go home and check your blood pressure. Check your sugar. Check everything. Just check everything you used to be checking. Expect a different answer. If it don't happen today, check it again tomorrow. Just keep saying, no matter what it reads, say, I'm healthy, I'm whole. Talk to me in here. I'm a little long and satisfied. I refuse to die ahead of time. The doctor have to tell you what he see. I got doctors here. They got to tell you what they see. We got believing doctors here. They believe beyond the medicine. They got to tell you what they see, and they got to give you something to help you, to hold you in spot until your faith catch up.
Yes, sir.
But that medicine is not your faith.
No.
Y'all get on these diet, get on these exercise and the Mediterranean diet and all that stuff. That God ain't told y'all nothing about none of that. It's good to eat right, but that the healer is Jesus.
Yes, sir. Yes, he is.
Ain't no wheat bread, it's Jesus.
Yes, sir.
See, we be watching what we eat and all that stuff, not believing. We got to believe God that Jesus took our sickness and diseases and with his stripes we're healed. Then go on, eat right if you want.
That's right.
Come on. Yeah, that's right here. It seems that most people in the body of Christ choose to focus on food and exercise as the key to living a healthy life. God does not want us to focus on food, exercise, and the key to divine health. He does not want us to put our trust in natural means to stay healthy. Look at 2 Corinthians 10:4. Look at 2 Corinthians 10:4. For the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. See, because we didn't understand communion, we switched to exercise and food. Now, exercise and food, you should eat right. You can't eat sugar every day or lump chocolate cake every day. God dog. You know that yourself. Come, you don't need no doctor for that, stupid. But every now and then, everybody ought to have a little piece of chocolate cake. In moderation. I believe my cook got some blackberry cobbler of the day. I think I shall not pass. Put a piece right here. I ain't dying today. Give me a piece. Isaiah 54:17. 2 Corinthians 10:4. Isaiah 54:17. God doggone, let me preach up in here. Whoa! No weapon. No disease. No sickness. No devil. No demon. No power. No problem that is formed against me shall prosper. Arthritis is Satan's weapon. Cancer is Satan's weapon, I'm telling you. It does not come from God. But the word said, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. Every tongue. The weapon of our warfare is not carnal, sister. The weapon of our warfare is mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Woo! I feel healthy. I feel healed. Now, by all means, let me close here. By all means, eat well and exercise, but trust not to be in your own feeble human efforts. That's why we're not getting healed. See, that's what it was. That's what this is for my goodness. Now, I'll give you 4 or 5 scriptures what it means by partaking of the Lord's body, right? Sit down a minute. I'm not going to, y'all ain't going to stand by standing up. Y'all ain't going to make me quit. Listen to these words very carefully. And God has ordained the Holy Communion as a key channel of health and wholeness for his people. May I read that again? I want your faith. I want your faith to hear this. And God has ordained the Holy Communion as a key channel of health and wholeness for his people. Look at Acts 2. Turn to Acts 2. The early church believed and understood this. That is why they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship in the breaking of bread and in prayer. That's Acts 2:42. Get that. Look at that. They majored on the majors. They made a big deal of those things that God made a big deal of. God made a big deal of communion, boy. See, but the devil tried to teach it to us wrong. They broke bread from house to house. And then what happened? And many signs and wonders were done through the apostles. Are you following me? Come on, I got to give you a little more of this information. Although the body of Christ today understand the importance of doctrine, fellowship, and prayer, few in the church truly understand the significance of the breaking of bread or the Holy Communion. And that's why many are weak, sick, and die before time. Anybody want to sign up to be weak? Anybody want to sign up to be sick? Anybody ready to go to heaven today? Right now. Nobody want to leave. You want to spend a little more time with your family, right? We'll see your great grandchildren. Play ball with them.
Come on.
Devil's a liar. I'm going to make a statement that's going to ruffle the body of Christ. How many Christians we got in here? All y'all going to heaven.
Amen.
What? Who you think, you the Pope? No. I'm a preacher with a revelation. The Pope don't know this. You're not going to lose your salvation. Isn't that like a ball you got in your pocket or something, or a watch or something? This the Lord's doing. It's already done. I don't need hell hanging on my head to live right. Matter of fact, as I understand how much God loved me, all this stuff I'm studying, I'm studying hours and hours, staying up all night long. Because I better understand grace, do I want to sin? No. It make me stronger to live for the Lord. We would see these things if we truly understand the significance of the breaking of bread of the Holy Communion. The devil have caused the church to reduce the Holy Communion to a mere ritual. Power of the Lord's body is to bring help when we come to his table. Hello? Come on, church. Can I get an amen? Come on. Otherwise, we about to go to the doctor. His name is Dr. Jesus. He already have wrote out the prescription. All we got to do is take and believe. One medicine that fit every disease. One prescription. One prescription that wipe out all sickness and disease. One prescription. One pill. You take this communion today, take your blood pressure, and if it's reading too high, tell him you lie. Get back down there where you're supposed to be. In the name of Jesus. Come on. Let me preach to you. Don't be scared. God wants to restore the true meaning and power of the Holy Communion to the church, so that people will rightly discern his body when they come to the table. This will cause them to become strong and healthy and live long. And it will add years to our life and life to our years.
Come on, Lord.
See? You're supposed to be healthy and wealthy and happy. I've had crazy itches come on my body, Doc. And I went to doctors and they told me they didn't know what it was. I mean, just crazy itches, just itching. This year's past, you know. Devil attacking me because he knew I was going to do something else. Just itching. Doc said, well, put this on there. Ain't did nothing to it. And I kept putting that on. So I found out this must be a demon. Trying to make me discomfortable, believe the word ain't work. So I said, no. My wife can tell you. I said, no, it took a while. He stayed with his bluff. Some of y'all listen to me because he stayed with his bluff a while. But now it's disappeared. Gone. It's a crazy itch, just itch. No rash or nothing, just itching. Some of y'all got things going on, just crazy. It don't even make no sense. And it ain't even on the doctor's chart. He read it. I don't know what this is, what you got. I ain't never heard of this. You know why? You know what it is? You don't got it. You don't got it. You don't got it. I'm saying it like I won't say it. You don't got it. You don't got it. You just agreeing with it, but you don't got it. I don't believe I had no itch. I believe it was in my mind. I was itching in my mind. How long I been preaching, boy? An hour? That's be an hour there? Huh? You fired? No, I'm just kidding. Troy, duck down. All right, one more minute. The Lord has made special provisions for our health. And this is all found in the death of his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, when we come to partake of this table. Get the table out, Mac. Bring the table. I'm going to see the table. It's time for the body of Christ. You listen to me? Yes, to receive every single thing that our Savior suffered and died to give us. Yes, hallelujah. Come on, talk to me. Now, wait a minute now. My table, where you be robbed at? See? Under condemnation. Yes, sir. See? It's something you may have done that you've been checked on. You know it wasn't right. Something you may have said. Somebody's business you might have dipped in. Or you might have talked about somebody last week. So you come to the table and all guilty. Well, let's dump this. Let's dump this foolishness. He didn't say, he said, with Jesus' stripes you healed. See, you didn't lose your righteousness. Are you following me? Ham, you following me? You ain't lose. See, we've been preaching this sin. You're going to hell. Oh, you ain't no good now. You're good today. Grace got you covered. Are you saying that there's no consequences? Because I know y'all like to use that word for sin. The Bible said, whatever man sows, that's what he's also reap. Just know who it's coming from. It ain't coming from the Lord. It's you and the devil that got together. Turn your back on the devil and get back with the Lord, and it's as if you never sinned. Because you're not confessing no sin to be righteous. You're not confessing no sin to be forgiven. You're already forgiven, and you're already righteous. Oh, Lord, I'm scared, Pastor. Oh, Lord, Jesus. I am. Well, just be scared then. So I can pastor you longer. So you can be healthy and believe what I'm preaching. Release your faith. Guilt. Guilty. People come to church guilty. Everybody miss it. You hear what I said, sister? Everybody miss it. You might miss it one way. I might miss it another way. But we both missed it. Thank God for his amazing grace. See, because the devil keep you under condemnation, keep you under guilt, keep you under punishment. When you come to this table, you're not going to be ready for it because you're believing that God holding something against you. Let me tell you something. I got to close here. Let me tell you something. God is not holding nothing. Christ paid for everything. Without Christ, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But with Christ, all been blessed and come into the glory of God. Hallelujah. So don't be coming here guilty. Taking this bread, guilty. Guilty. Condemned. I'm going to say a few things that are going to rough. So what? The marriage didn't work.
Come on, Pastor.
Pray to God that it would have worked, but it didn't work.
Yes, sir.
So now I'm going to stay in condemnation the rest of my life because somebody got a book with a record in it telling me you're an adulterer. I ain't nothing. I'm born again.
Yeah.
I just had a crazy man I couldn't stay with. That's all. A crazy woman I couldn't stay with. I married the wrong one. I thought it was the Lord, but I ate too much. This ain't giving you no excuse to just drop your husband, you know. I'm just trying to get this guilt off you. Guilt and shame. Get it off you. You Christ child. You going to correct that? The Holy Ghost is going to correct it with you. Acknowledge the truth. This is a non-condemning church. From now on, I know better. I'm going to help people. When people make a mistake, come to me. I'll tell you what thus said the Lord. We ain't got no committee. That was a committee who brought that woman. The committee have committed. Yes, I know I'm over an hour, God dug it. It's time for the body of Christ to receive every single thing that our Savior suffered and died to give us. When we recognize that Holy Communion is God's channel of help and wholeness for the people, and we teach the church to rightly discern the Lord's body, when they come to his table, God's people will be healthy and strong and will live long. Healthy, say it, healthy, strong, and live long. Say it again, healthy, strong, and live long. Say, I am healthy, strong, and I will live long. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to do some things before I serve communion. I know I have a family coming to be part of this church, going to be a great asset to this church. So I'm just going to go ahead on right now. Y'all can stay right there, boys. I'm going to give them an opportunity to come in. And if somebody else needs to come with them, come with them. And I will never call for a backslider in this church again. You can't backslide. See, that's the lack of our understanding. Calling for a backslider. How are you going to backslide out of righteousness?